I don't understand. I saw someone run away the night the dragon flamed that house. I remember thinking at the time that he moved in a funny way, sort of bounding along. And then the other day I saw you running away from the dragon. Could have almost been the same man, I thought. Skipping, almost. Like someone running to keep up. Any of them get out once? Once waved a hand in what he might have thought was a nonchalant way. That's just ridiculous. That's not proof, he said. I noticed you sleep in here now, said Vimes. I suppose the king likes to have you handy, does he? You've got no proof at all, whispered Once. Of course I haven't. The way someone runs, the eager tone of voice, that's all. But that doesn't matter, does it? Because it wouldn't matter even if I did have proof, said Vimes. There's no one to take it to. And you can't give me my job back. I can, said Once. I can, and you needn't just be captain. You can't give me my job back, repeated Vimes. It was never yours to take away. I was never an officer of the city, or an officer of the king, or an officer of the patrician. I was an officer of the law. It might have been corrupted and bent, but it was law of a sort. There isn't any law now, except you'll get burned alive if you don't watch out. Where's the place in there for me? Once darted forward and grabbed him by the arm. But you can help me, he said. There may be a way to destroy the dragon, you see, or at least we can help people channel things to mitigate the worst of it, somehow find a meeting point. Vimes's blow caught Once on the cheek and spun him around. The dragon's here, he snapped. You can't channel or persuade it or negotiate with it. There's no truce with dragons. You brought it here and we're stuck with it, you bastard. Once lowered his hand from the bright white mark where the punch had connected. What are you going to do? He said. Vimes didn't know. He'd thought of a dozen ways that the thing could go, but the only one that was really suitable was killing Once. And face to face, he couldn't do it. That's the trouble with people like you, said Once, getting up. You're always against anything attempted for the betterment of mankind, but you never have any proper plans of your own. Guards! Guards! He grinned maniacally at Vimes. Didn't expect that, did you? He said. We've still got guards here, you know. Not so many, of course. Not many people want to come in. There were footsteps in the passage outside, and four of the palace guards padded in, swords drawn. I wouldn't put up a fight if I were you, Once went on. They're desperate and uneasy men, but very highly paid. Vimes said nothing. Once was a gloater. You always stood a chance with gloaters. The old patrician had never been a gloater. You could say that for him. If he wanted you dead, you never even heard about it. The thing to do with gloaters was play the game according to the rules. You'll never get away with it, he said. You're right. You're absolutely right. But never is a long time, said Once. None of us get away with anything for that long. You shall have some time to reflect on this, he said, and nodded to the guards. Throw him in the special dungeon, and then go about that other little task. Said the leader of the guards and hesitated. What's the matter, man?
You want us to attack him, said the guard miserably.
Thick though the palace guard were, they were as aware as everyone else of the conventions, and when guards are summoned to deal with one man in overheated circumstances, it's not a good time for them. The bugger's bound to be heroic, he was thinking. This guard was not looking forward to a future in which he was dead. Of course, you idiot!
But there's only one of him, said the guard captain.
And he's smiling, said a man behind him.
Probably going to swing on the chandeliers any minute, said one of his colleagues, and kick over the table and that.
He's not even armed, shrieked Once.
Worst kind, that, said one of the guards with deep stoicism. They leap up, see, and grab one of the ornamental swords behind the shield over the fireplace.
Yeah,
said another suspiciously,
and then they chucks a chair at you.
There's no fireplace, there's no sword, there's only him. Now take him! Screamed Once.
A couple of guards grabbed Vimes tentatively by the shoulders.
You're not going to do anything heroic, are you?
Whispered one of them.
Wouldn't know where to start, he said.
Oh, right.
As Vimes was hauled away, he heard once breaking into insane laughter. They always did, you gloaters.